Hunter Biden is suing the IRS. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The president's son claims IRS agents turned whistleblowers targeted and tried to embarrass him in an investigation that led to a tax evasion misdemeanor plea deal that a judge rejected in July.
The court filing reads in part, Mr. Biden has no fewer or lesser rights than any other American citizen, and no government agency or government agent has free rein to violate his rights simply because of who he is. The lawsuit further states the IRS whistleblowers engaged in a campaign to publicly smear Mr. Biden.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Last week, Hunter Biden was indicted on felony gun charges. Five Americans have just been set free from Iran, now flying to Qatar. The U.S. said they were wrongfully detained and are being swapped for five Iranians jailed here.
We were told that the Iranians that we are giving back were mostly arrested or facing crimes that have to do with sanctions violations, that these were not violent individuals.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the U.N. in New York, where President Biden and world leaders are gathering. He'll address them tomorrow. That deal includes the unfreezing of $6 billion in Iranian money the U.S. says can only be used for humanitarian purposes. Republicans dispute that. And Congressman Mike Waltz tells Fox it gives Iran and our enemies incentive to detain Americans.
This is the beginning of the next round of hostages.
Nine juveniles who broke out of a detention center last night in Morgantown, Pennsylvania, were captured early this morning. They fled during a riot at the facility. Four turned themselves in around 6 a.m. The others were caught after stealing a truck. The manhunt continues in California for whoever killed a Los Angeles sheriff's deputy. Ryan Klinkenbrumer was shot in his patrol car Saturday.
He had so much ahead of him. And this coward or cowards took his life while he's sitting at a red light.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, there is a $250,000 reward. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
We mentioned that President Biden will address the UN tomorrow in New York City. So will Ukraine's president.
A substantial portion of President Biden's address this week at the United Nations General Assembly will be devoted to the war in Ukraine in the United Nations Charter.
The basic proposition that countries cannot attack their neighbors and steal their territory by force.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says during the president's 2 days at the UN, he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Brazil's president, and the leaders of six Central Asian nations. Thursday, President Biden welcomes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, speaking of National Security Advisor Sullivan, over the weekend he met with the Chinese foreign minister in Malta. Both sides called the talks candid and constructive. Now, one big contentious issue remains Taiwan and China's intimidation.
Taiwan says 103 Chinese military aircraft flew towards the island between 6 a.m. Sunday and 6 a.m. Monday local time. That's a record for a 24-hour period. China claims Taiwan as its own and has carried out increasingly large military exercises in the area in recent months. We're told 40 of the planes crossed the symbolic midway point of the Taiwan Strait. The Taiwanese defense minister described the moves as harassment. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
As the auto workers' strike enters day four,
more layoffs being announced by GM and Ford. That's because of the impact of the strike at their plants. One is a paint plant. They can't paint pieces of equipment for the vehicles, so they can't work.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock at a Stellantis plant in Toledo, Ohio. Auto workers walked out of demanding pay raises and benefits the company said they can't afford. Workers are also on strike at a Ford plant in Michigan and a GM facility in Missouri. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the Office of State Fire Marshal is offering fire departments and ambulance services across the state a chance to purchase small equipment and tools through grant money. The OSFM is offering $4 million to help eligible agencies buy equipment and now accepting applications for this money. September is Hunger Action Month, and food banks across the country raising awareness and talking about ways to end hunger. Eastern Illinois Food Bank in Urbana held its largest event of the year last week. Operation Orange, about 200 volunteers gave their time to package food for delivery, thanks to all the volunteers. Rantoul Police wants to make the community a bit safer, and they're giving people a more active role in making that happen. The department launched an online traffic complaint form to report any traffic violation at any time of day. People can attach videos or photos to add context, and all reporting is confidential. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, it is 8:06. Our weather this morning with meteorologist Greg Solier, and brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. Well, Mr. Greg Solier, what are you seeing besides gorgeous around East Central Illinois this morning, partner?
Well, just about that gorgeous over a pretty wide and expansive area of the Midwest, the Corn Belt, little rain into parts of Ohio, still a little lake effect rain coming down into parts of Cook County and Northwest Indiana. Boy, some of those folks in a little separate kind of upper disturbance that sometimes in summertime forms on up, brought almost 6 inches of rain in some of those areas from about Sox Park down to the Steel Mill areas of Northwest Indiana, and some very good soaking rains in some of those suburban areas too. Much needed, and we need a little rainfall around here, and there's a general trend towards somewhat more showery weather beginning late in the weekend or early next week across the area, and perhaps over the next 48 hours into parts of North Illinois, back west of the Illinois River as well, into the Plain States, where some showers and thunderstorms could actually turn heavy and severe as the week wears on. Still not done with that whatsoever, despite the cool, crisp feel out there and a hint of early autumn. No real autumn weather showing up in the maps and charts, just a continuation of late summertime here across East Central Illinois. 55 now over at Willett and Savoy, 54 Danville, 55 at Rantoul, 56 at Bloomington Normal. Ought to be a pretty decent day's worth of weather here across the area with a fair amount of sunshine, a few puffed up fair weather clouds, and an afternoon high at around 75. Light north wind. Fair tonight, lows 48 to 52. Tomorrow partly sunny. Southeast to south wind and a high near 78. Should top the 80 degree mark at 82 on Wednesday with a mostly sunny warm day's worth of weather, and plenty of summertime weather for Thursday and Friday. High temperatures low or some spots middle 80s. Will move into the fall season shortly before 2 a.m. Saturday morning. We're quiet and dry for football. I believe we're in town, are we not there,
yes,
Mr.
we
Dave,
are. We are 2:30, sir. 2:30 Saturday. I'm waiting for you and Christine to come back. So we're waiting.
Yeah, well, we can't wait. Hey, we'll converse about that. Yeah. High temperatures at around kickoff time at about 82 on a warm Saturday, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Still 80-ish around here for Sunday and Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Got a former addict who now heads a faith-based recovery program called From Beer to the Bible. He had a lucrative career climbing the ladder of Fortune 500 companies, but he was fighting a battle that no one knew of. His inner demons were slowly destroying him. Irvin Lee had suffered from extreme alcoholism that put his business, marriage, and even his life at risk. He finally found sobriety by leaning into his faith. Dallas, Texas, Irvin Lee, pleasure meeting you, sir. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for having me on the show.
How did it all start? How did you get into alcohol? Was it at a young age?
Yes, I had my first drink at 11. My cousins and I, we were at a family reunion, and they had lots of alcohol, so we decided to partake ourselves. And the interesting thing happened was my cousins just had a couple of drinks, and they were okay, not me. I drank till I got drunk and I threw up. And I remember my great-grandmother who raised me saying, son, you shouldn't drink. And so I didn't drink for a while after that. And the next time I had a drink, I was probably right around 17 or 18 years old. And then I drank for the rest of my life. And I spent most of my career, interesting enough, in the beer, wine, and alcohol business. So probably not a good thing for someone who was genetically predisposed for alcoholism.
Did you know Irvin, or were you in denial the whole time?
Here's the thing. I always knew that alcohol affected me differently than everyone else. I was drinking faster and more most times, and then I would black out. And it wasn't until I turned 40 where I realized that the hangovers were becoming increasingly harder to overcome, that it was impacting my ability to do my job, my marriage, and I was making horrible decisions in my life. But I was in denial for about another 4 years before I hit rock bottom.
Go ahead, Dan.
My thought was, you mentioned how fast you were drinking and how much you were drinking. I'm thinking of a few people. Why is that? Are you trying to push down the pain? Do you feel this urgency? I need to get to that buzz before everybody else. What was going on? Can you talk to that, Irvin?
Yes. Well, physically, us people who are predisposed to alcoholism, when we have a drink, it sets off this allergy that creates a physical craving. So a normal person, they drink and they can just have one. But for us, it sets off this craving that initially you can kind of control by just the pace of your drinking. But over time, it just overwhelms you. We actually have what's called an allergy towards alcohol, and it is set off by having that first drink.
There's a Gallup poll, Irvin Lee, on the Tavins Toyne phone line that says younger adults are increasingly ditching drinking. Anecdotally, we're not seeing it around us. Are you seeing it where you are?
Right.
Yes, I am seeing it. It is driven by a few things. What that poll also says is that marijuana usage amongst young adults has more than doubled. And there are states where it's legal. And there is a belief by young adults that if you have to choose between drinking and smoking, that marijuana is healthier and better for your body. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that marijuana can be consumed multiple ways. It's the versatility of marijuana versus alcohol.
All right, so I'm told by other people in your area of work that marijuana is a gateway to other drugs. Is that true?
Well, I would say the reverse is true, that alcohol is truly the gateway drug. Alcohol then opens you up to behaviors and other drugs that you would not normally consume. Alcohol is available everywhere. There's a liquor store just about on every corner. And it would be acceptable if us three went out today at lunch. It would be acceptable for us to have four or five drinks and go back to work. It's not acceptable to be high on marijuana at work, but it is with alcohol. So I believe young adults have figured out that alcohol is truly the gateway drug and not marijuana.
All right, Irvin, tell me about Beer to the Bible. Tell me about your program.
Yeah. Well, it's From Beer to the Bible, and you can find us at frombeertothebible.com. What we do is we remove the stigma around addiction, explaining what it truly is, a disease, and then we're the conduit to help people who are ready to find treatment and true freedom in Christ Jesus. We help you find those resources, whether you have insurance or you have absolutely nothing. There is resources out there to help get you sober and get you walking in true sobriety.
While you were going through all this, I guess, firstly, were you a man of faith through this? And how did you hide it from your family, the beer?
Well, I will put it to you this way. I had not prayed in almost 10 years. I was not going to church. I knew about the Lord, and I had been baptized and saved, but I was the Lord of my life. And I wasn't doing a very good job. So I had to reconnect with God and really have it out with God, because I believe that God made me faulty, which I would later find out was not true. And once I reconnected with him, I found the peace and the joy that I had been looking for by medicating myself with alcohol. And the way I hid it from my family is we owned a liquor store, not a good thing. I would just hide alcohol around the house. I tended to drink a lot of beer and vodka and kept mouthwash everywhere until the symptoms just became debilitating to where over a 4 month period, I just got up and drank every day, hoping to die.
And then you surrendered to Jesus, and that's the whole turning point of your life, correct?
Yeah, actually, I'd asked the Lord. I don't recommend this, but I had lost hope. And when you lose hope, you do and say things you wouldn't normally do. So I said to the Lord, hey, I'm about done here. Can I just have death? And he said back very quickly, I don't give death. I give life. Get up and go to treatment. And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. But the confounding thing was, I told my wife, I want to go to treatment. It took my wife 48 hours how to figure out to deal and get her drunk husband into treatment. And we don't want anyone else to have to go through what she went through, because we had insurance, we had resources, but no one could tell us how to get me into treatment. And that's why we created our ministry. Most times we can get you into treatment or a program within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow. Beer to the Bible, from beertothebible.com, Irvin, is that correct?
Yes, sir, from beertothebible.com.
Well, congratulations on reconnecting with God, on congratulations on overcoming. Are you tempted still today, or is that gone?
No, I walk in freedom, and here's the amazing thing. I had those liquor stores when I first got sober, and the Lord kept me sober for 5 years, and I was in those liquor stores and in the liquor business during that time, and I had no temptation. I tell people I'm recovered and I'm healed, but it's a daily healing, and that healing starts with the word you said, surrender every day, say my prayers, get on my knees, and then do what I did yesterday today to stay sober.
Irvin Lee, a pleasure meeting you. Congratulations, and God's blessings your way to your family. Keep going. From beertothebible.com, people want to reach out and find E-R-V-I-N, Irvin Lee. Keep up your good work. A pleasure talking to you.
God bless you guys.
You as well.
From beertothebible.com.
Yeah, ESPN 93.5. Stories like that are just mesmerizing to me.
Right.
Because you're talking about ready to die, you're done, you once had gone to church, but you don't anymore. There's desperation, you're losing hope, there's no reason, you're wondering, why am I here? All of those things that, you know, everybody thinks from time to time, just saying, what's my purpose? And the peace that God offers is overwhelming.
Well, and for him to be able to stay in the business and sell booze, that would be challenging.
Yeah, it would be tough.
To stay sober in that atmosphere.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we check your weather with meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Nuys. Saturday, a delightful spell of late summertime weather ahead. Matter of fact, the feel of mid to late summertime across parts of the plains and Midwest of the coming days. And those climbing for a little more rainfall, coming off just the spotty stuff of yesterday. Now, it looks like over the back end of the weekend is the vanguard to a wetter weather pattern briefly into next week. In the meantime, just some patchy fog around here for early this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Pleasant light north wind up to 75. Lows tonight at 48 to 52 under a fair sky. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Southeast to south breezes. High near 78 degrees. We'll level off into the 50s tomorrow night. Mostly sunny and warm for the day on Wednesday up to 82. Sunshine and 83 on Thursday. 84 on Friday. Over the weekend, we'll welcome in the old fall and autumnal equinox a little before 2 in the morning on Saturday.
Beautiful weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier. Hey, before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests setting a solid financial footing. Are you guys going to talk about all this? Get it done. Get it out there. How's your credit? Well, how's your credit? Mm-hmm. It's good to have plans. How are you tackling the checkbook? Are you each having your own account? Are you sharing an account? What about your savings ideas? What about the plans of 50 years from now? Oh, that's forever. You better start at least have a plan, agree to it, and work on it. When you're just starting out or you're celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. That's what Busey does. They have 100 different people in this area, the wealth management area, and they have experience. So wherever you are in your life, you want to say, what do I do? I got a little money here from this, this, and this. What do I do? Sit down with the good people at Busey. You can go to Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today for all the business. It's all the banking business. It's personal, mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report. Bleach and cleaning wipes could be harder to find because of last month's cyber attack at Clorox. The company says it believes the situation is now contained, but it caused wide-scale disruption of operations. The attack was on some of its information technology systems. The company had to manually order and process products. It expects to transition back to normal operations next week, with production gradually ramping up. Discussions are underway that could lead to a Tesla factory in Saudi Arabia. The Wall Street Journal says the talks are at a very early stage. The Saudis could extend financing for a cobalt and copper project in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It would provide minerals for the Tesla cars. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Genevieve Kirk. Genevieve, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Genevieve Kirk, Community Foundation of East Central Illinois, Director for the Center for Nonprofit Excellence. You have an event tomorrow at the Champaign Public Library. I happen to think this is an outstanding idea.
Tell me,
what's happening, Genevieve?
Okay, well, thank you. It's called the Board Match Expo. It's a new event that we're putting on to help local nonprofit organizations connect with community members who are interested in either volunteering or serving on their boards of directors.
Wow, there's like a million different wonderful boards.
I know, there's a lot involved in this.
That's not even all of them, right? I mean, you've got a number of them listed here, but what a great time for people to say, I don't know anything about Real Life Families or The Idea Store,
right,
or DSC or CU Theater.
And then saying, I'm passionate about those things too, maybe I can step up and help.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the main things we heard when we talked with nonprofits in our needs assessment last year was we need help from local community members to recruit and get them to serve on our boards of directors. And so this is our chance to do some matchmaking and to allow community members to walk through. It's in the Champaign Public Library in Robeson Pavilion and just meet with representatives from these different nonprofits that I represent a variety of causes: health, human services, we've got education, arts and culture. Find out about these organizations and see if there's a good match for you to serve.
Sounds good. I know for me, Genevieve, I'm passionate about the 4th of July and the patriotic celebration. And I know that Champaign County Freedom Celebration is a nonprofit, but how does one like me, who have helped in publicity on the board, get involved more to get noticed and get those donations with the Community Foundation of East Central Illinois?
Sure. Well, you can always visit our website, which is cfeci.org. And I'd encourage you to sign up for our e-newsletters, which you can do through the website. We also have a presence on Facebook, and you can follow our Center for Nonprofit Excellence Facebook group, which is a forum for nonprofit directors, board members, staff members to share information and things like this new event that we're organizing tomorrow.
Okay.
So what these groups get to do is meet you, right? I mean, they get to say, man, they're wonderful, but we really want them part, that kind of a thing too, right?
Yeah, they'll meet with me, but they're really, it's a chance for them to meet with each other, do some networking, and we're really hoping to get a lot of diverse community members with different interests, different backgrounds, different thoughts coming, because that's what makes a great board of directors, is a diversity of thought and ideas. And so we're hoping that if this message reaches out to you and you're feeling like, wow, I really do want to connect. I want to serve. I'm interested in contributing my leadership skills to an organization. This is your perfect opportunity to do so.
Well, we're also in the center of diverse, man. We've got 140 countries at the University of Illinois or some set.
Yeah.
A lot of people around.
And we have many nonprofits in Champaign County. We actually have 879 in Champaign County alone. That's just 501c3. So some of those are very small organizations, all volunteer-led, up to the really big ones that we know
you
about.
Said
871.
879.
879, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. I mean, I'd have guessed 80.
So, right. So let's talk to that a minute, because, you know, is it the marketing budget that we only think of the top 12 or so, a dozen or so, to give and to serve with those people? I mean, kudos to them for, you know, making the donations, but there's so many that are struggling to get those donation dollars and volunteers, Genevieve.
Right. And some of these are very small organizations. So of those 879, 65% have annual operating budgets of less than $50,000. So there's much smaller organizations, likely don't have paid staff, are all completely volunteer-led. So that's one of the takeaways we had from that needs assessment as well, is that many of these organizations are asking for and needing help with fundraising efforts. So that's something that their boards can help with, but that's also something that we at the Community Foundation are doing through our new foundational fundraising training. We have another event coming up in October for that, teaching and training nonprofits on how they can build endowments. So more information on that coming soon.
Well, I've been part of your webinars before, Genevieve, and it was fascinating. Some of the people that are really doing incredible work. And, you know, like I said, I'm part of a board that has been around for, you know, 50 years, and they're still doing the mailers. I just feel like we're pivoting. People, you know, when you pass the hat kind of thing and try to get donations, people don't carry cash. So do you do the QR code?
Right.
Do you help people like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that we've learned through the pandemic, old ways of doing business and fundraising and strategies like that. A lot of that has completely changed in the last 3 years. And being able to, as you mentioned, pivot, have new ideas, fresh inspiration, those are all great lessons. There's so much good content on the internet, and we're trying to share out some of those best practices through our Center for Nonprofit Excellence. So again, I'd encourage folks just to follow our Facebook group, come to this event tomorrow night. We'd love to meet with you and connect with you and help you to do your good work, your mission work, even better.
Just trying to do the calculations here, Genevieve. If we had a charity of the week here at Stevie J Broadcasting, it'd only take 15 years to cover them all. So.
I know, that's true.
What the heck is that, man? 879, 52 weeks in a year. Come on, man. That's overwhelming, man.
That is a lot.
I mean, we have 5,500 businesses in Champaign County. I shouldn't have been surprised we have 879 charities.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Genevieve Kirk. We appreciate you and your efforts. Tomorrow night, it's at the Champaign Public Library. If you want to learn more, 5:30 to 7:30. A great opportunity to meet a lot of cool people and mix and just learn.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. You as well. Have a great day.
You too.
Genevieve Kirk is her name.
And I was just looking up the website again. It's CFECI.org. That's for Central Community Foundation of East Central Illinois. EFECI.org for details.
Yeah, you could do a little trivia here. What does Blue Stem Hall Nature School do? What does...
And they are right off of Philo Road. And
what's Sola Gracia Farm do?
And they do, like...
I should just ask you.
I know. Gardening, that's off of Philo Road also. They have all those great community gardens and teach people in the ag business and how to market themselves.
What's BIPOC for better health? BIPOC for better birth, BIPOC.
That one I'm not sure of.
How about feeding our kids? Obviously, you feed the kids, but how's that work?
Yeah.
Because you have East Central Illinois Food Bank and all that stuff.
Right.
I don't know. There's a refugee center. The land connection, 879,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are like one guy, right? I mean, anybody can file
yep.
for
one, two, three.
What is it, 501c?
Like the land connection is the farmers market in downtown Champaign Tuesdays 3 to 6, and they organize all the people that are vendors at that. So it's just terrific that they're getting this support and that you can, you know, share your passions with somebody who's also in that type of organization.
Going to do news, weather, and sports. Last half hour of the program, ESPN 93.5. It is 8:30.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hunter Biden is suing the Internal Revenue Service, accusing agents of illegally disclosing private tax information.
The lawsuit further states the IRS whistleblowers engaged in a campaign to publicly smear Mr. Biden and that, quote, a whistleblower is supposed to uncover government misconduct, not the details of that employee's opinion about the alleged wrongdoing of a private person. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A plane with five Iranian Americans freed in a prisoner swap has left Iran. Five Iranians are freed from U.S. custody and $6 billion in frozen oil money is released to be used for humanitarian purposes, according to the White House. Florida House Republican Mike Waltz on Fox and Friends.
Even if we get the safeguards on this $6 billion, it frees up $6 billion of Iranian money for terrorism, for supporting Russia.
The money was being held in South Korea. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, Illinois' unemployment rate up slightly. The Department of Employment Security says the state's jobless rate increased by a tenth of a percent last month to 4.1. Non-farm payroll jobs remain almost unchanged, dropping around 100 jobs in August. Champaign County Coroner's Office identifying the woman killed in a hit-and-run on I-72. Colleen Kyer was walking along the highway near Champaign Wednesday when she was hit, killed by a car. The driver didn't stop. An autopsy scheduled. An investigation is ongoing. Champaign Police has confirmed that there was response to an apartment complex Friday is because shots fired there. Officers dispatched to the County Brook Apartments and found evidence of gunfire, including damage to a building. Nobody hurt and no arrests have been made. The investigation there is ongoing. Anyone with any information, you're asked to contact local authorities in this case. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign, Urbana, and Visiterty. Quiet spell of weather ahead across the region with the overall weather pattern taking on more or less a late summertime look and feel as we wind our way through the last of these official days of summertime. Welcoming in the weekend. Now the warmth continues on along with increased shower and thunderstorm chances as well over the back end of the weekend and for next week too. Apart from that, there's some patchy fog around here for the early morning hours. A mostly sunny, pleasant days worth of weather. Light north wind, 75 the high, down to 48 to 52 under a fair sky for tonight. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, a bit of a southeast to south wind. Highs will top out around 78 degrees. Down into the 50s tomorrow night, mostly sunny and warm with a south breeze for the day on Wednesday. Highs up to 82. Thursday, 83. Sunshine and 84 on Friday. Welcoming in the first day of autumn on Saturday with a high up to 82 and some scattered showers and thunderstorms next Sunday. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Okay, so 8:34, I had mentioned earlier, good news, I do believe we're going to go to a bowl.
Yes.
What's he talking about, man?
Because it's six wins, and we feel like when we look at the schedule, we can achieve that.
I think so. I saw enough on Saturday to say, okay, there they are. The defense was good.
Okay.
The defense was very, very good based on the team we were playing. And had not been for, say, five turnovers, I think it was, if we'd have played like ridiculously good, you could have won the game. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind. We had the ball down 13-7 near half. And we, not only couldn't we score, we let them score again. It's Jared White. Are you there, Jared?
This is Jared White. Yes, sir.
And you are with the Boy Scouts, are you not?
I am. Yes, sir. Prairie Lands Council.
You guys, Prairie Lands Council's Jared White. You are giving a Distinguished Citizens Award to one Josh Whitman. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir. That is correct. We're doing that on Monday, October 2nd at the Colonnades at the University of Illinois at Memorial Stadium.
Well, that's really cool. Tell me about the event and how people can be part of it and why you selected who you selected.
Yeah, most definitely. So kind of goes back to our list of our honorees, go back to 2015. Our first honoree was Lou and Mary Hansen. And you know Mr. and Mrs. Hansen and the impact they had in our community, especially with men's basketball here at the University of Illinois. And we've had the Robeson family, we've had the Atkins family, had the Libman family, and in 2019 was our last one right for the pandemic, Van Dukeman. And so when we were this year talking about our, got a committee together, talked about our distinguished citizen, we were looking at folks and had a list, and Josh was one of those people that really stood out. You know, the three ideals of scouting are character, citizenship, and fitness. And if you know Josh or you've seen Josh around the community, that's three things that fit him to the bill.
Yeah, he's such a slacker on his exercise. You know, I don't know how far and fast he goes. I think he runs a pretty fast pace too. I've seen him out running. It's just like, whoa. Dude.
Yeah, even Saturday game day, he was at 7:30 in the southeast corner of Hessel Park. I was like, maybe I should do that. And then I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, it says all skill levels.
Hey, Josh, I'd like to run with you. Yeah. Let's go 100 yards. No, I think he runs fast. I think when he does the Saturdays with like Illini fans, he does that, I think.
That's right.
And
he has
to slow down, though, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, you could jog with him technically, but you'd be way back here.
I could stay with him for 50 yards, maybe.
If he's doing a loop, maybe I'll see him at the very end there.
Yeah, so the people you listed were all stars of our town. I mean, that just all... The good news is you all have a big pool to pick from because we've got a lot of outstanding people around here. So,
yeah, we're so blessed in this community.
We really are, Jared. So how can people get involved in all this?
So, yeah, so we have availability for people to come. So they can go to our website, Prairie Lands, that's P-R-A-I-R-I-E, Lands, L-A-N-D-S, B-S-A.org. They can go to our website there, Prairie Lands BSA. If you search Boy Scouts in Champaign, we're the first website that comes up. So that's easy. Go to fundraising on the top tab we have, and then pull down, and there's a tab called the Distinguished Citizen Award Dinner. And you can click right there, and it has a nice flyer. It has Josh's picture on it. And then there's a place where you can provide a sponsorship for the event. You can click right there on that link, and you can go in to buy tickets or provide a sponsorship. And if you're not computer savvy, you can always call our office and talk to my assistant, Sharon Kirk. You can call her at 217-531-0218.
Is Dean Jeff Brown, College of Business, a Boy Scout?
Yes, Dean Brown is our council president.
Was he Eagle?
He is an Eagle Scout, yes, sir. He is an Eagle Scout, just a great gentleman.
He used to be my neighbor, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. You were blessed to have him as a neighbor.
Should have him come over and put up my fan, because Eagle Scouts know
all that. Yeah, they're resourceful people, for sure.
Jeff probably knows how to tie a knot. Man, he's got it going on, man. The guy can...
I'm sure he does. You know, there's that whole be prepared thing that we learn over all this time. You know, I've been in scouting for 30 years. From time I was a kid to, you know, now I'm doing it with my three children, 14, 11, and 9.
Awesome.
So, you know, just having a great time. It's a wonderful program. You know, we cover over 2,000 youth here in nine counties in East Central Illinois and Indiana.
Well, it's great stuff.
Are you getting enough leaders? Do you have enough people? Do you feel like you're in a good place?
Always need more leaders. Okay. Always need more leaders, more people involved in scouting. You know, right now, if you are listening and your kid's in a local elementary school and you want to find out about scouting, you can do the same thing. Go to our website or you can call our office. Or there's probably a flyer that's going to come home to their backpack at school that they can sign up to get to join scouting.
That's good stuff. It's just really good stuff. Do you know a lot about Jeff Brown? Do you know his?
I know a little bit. I've been very fortunate to know Jeff since 2019.
All right, well, you don't know the guy. Ask him about flying on Air Force One, will you? Mm.
Yeah. He's told me some stories about that. That's pretty cool stuff.
He's flying around with George W. Bush. I think the president called him, Hey, Brownie.
All
right. Jeff Brown was helping him with the Social Security redo in the second term of George W. Bush. Our dean of business, Jeff Brown's a big star. So, Jared, appreciate the information. Prairie Lands Council, we want everybody to be a Boy Scout, and we appreciate you being on.
Thanks so much, Steve. Thanks, Stevie. Thanks so much, Diane. Appreciate you guys having me on this morning. Appreciate the support you guys provide our community.
Anytime. You got it. Thank
you. Okay, and that's October 10th at the Colonnades with Josh Whitman being honored as the Distinguished Citizen from the Prairie Lands Boy Scout Council.
Based on the names, you know, wow.
I know.
You're in the circle with the Robesons and the Hensons.
I saw the Robesons because Eric's involved again with the Developmental Services Center Oktoberfest that's coming up on Saturday, September 30th, I believe, from 3 to 10 in downtown Champaign. Just so involved in everything. His sister, too. I mean, the Robesons are terrific.
Kim, Eric, yeah.
Yep.
Robesons, mm-hmm. Awesome people. Okay, 8:41. We'll check one more check of your sports. We got weather, then we're out of here for today. Don't forget, set your alarms, the moms and dads, boys and girls, for Jay Layman. If you're feeling a little droopy today, you got to turn your radio on after 3. You'll be charged up hearing Jay
like
Layman.
Like the Energizer Bunny.
No idea what he's going to say about the Fighting Illini. I, Stevie J, say we're in play for a bowl.
Absolutely.
What?
I like that.
I really do, and I wouldn't say it. I would probably say, hey, we got to get better. And what I saw was Purdue-like, Minnesota-like, Northwestern, Indiana, Florida Atlantic. We need to get to 6. We got 1. We got to beat Florida Atlantic. That's 2. And then I think you got to beat Purdue, Minnesota, Indiana, Northwestern. There's 6. And then I don't know about at Iowa. I don't know about Wisconsin. I mean, you know, maybe. I think we're in play with everybody else. Penn State's the best team we're going to play. And had not we had 5 turnovers, we're right there. It looked pretty comparable to me for a while. So I think that's very encouraging. And I guarantee you, Brett Bielema got involved. He went in there and said, all right, we got to rethink this. Because mm-hmm. The Kansas game was disheartening for me. And I don't get disheartened very much, but I looked at that and I'm going, uh-oh, what's up?
Yeah, especially the defense stepping
in. It was just too easy, and they rolled over us, and it was 34-7. And Kansas might be undefeated for all I know. I think they were real good, but didn't expect it. It was the point. Usually go to Las Vegas. Usually the point spreads are close. This one was 14 with Penn State,
mm-hmm.
and we lost 30-13. That's 3 points off.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas was a 3-point line. It was 34-7. We ended up losing 11, but it was much more. So that's what made me worried. And then I saw what I saw, and I'm going, okay, we got a good team. We'll be okay. We can get to 6. And
Florida Atlantic is a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday.
Let's go.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs.
Capture every desks. Move with
By now, you've all heard the expression. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
All right, let me tell you this. The Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford will be closed until September 26th.
Okay.
They'll be open Wednesday, the 27th. They're taking a, what they do is they do a deep clean every year, and then they're taking a couple of days off.
Okay.
So thank you, Donnie Curtis. We will be patient and wait for September 27, which is only 9 days from now.
Right.
Before we can get
enjoy the break, Donnie. You and Hunter and the gang deserve that for sure. They work all the time. Illinois dropped its Big Ten opener against number 7 Penn State 30-13 at Memorial Stadium Saturday afternoon. 13 different Illini receivers caught a pass during the game. Isaiah Williams led the way with 5 catches for 63 yards. Reggie Love III registered a team-high 12 carries for 55 yards on the ground. Johnny Newton recorded the Illini's first defensive blocked field goal since 2017, while Ryan Mead tallied the program's first block punt since 2018. The first of the Fighting Illini Toots touchdowns came in the second quarter with Love III, a 5-yard rushing score, his first of the season and third for his career. Malik Ilzy, who also had his first catch of the college career in an earlier drive, accounted for the Illini's second touchdown and the first of his career in a 19-yard grab in the fourth quarter.
I think Malik Ilzy is a freshman.
Right.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Florida Atlantic, 2:30 on Saturday. Cardinals won 6-5. They've got a game 6:45 against Milwaukee, and Wayna will be on the mound.
That's the only reason you'll hear
that action here on ESPN 93.5.
You want to find out if Wayna can get to 200, yes. So I'm interested in that one for
absolutely.
Sure.
Arizona over the Cubs with a sweep, 6-2. What are the Cubs doing? They're off today. You'll hear the action tomorrow. I believe it's the Pirates on US 105.9, and they've got a tie with Miami now for a playoff berth since Arizona came out such big winners over
the weekend. Yeah, they're hot. Ugh. Cubs have lost 8 of the last 10. They got Pirates in Colorado. They got to win, 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7. I mean, they've got to go.
Right.
Because this is getting crunch time.
Tampa Bay over the Bears. That final was 27-17. New Orleans and Carolina for Monday Night Football tonight.
Yep, we got 2 Monday Night Football games. So there's that.
Oh.
Cleveland is at Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
That's the late game. Early game at 6 is the Saints at Carolina.
Thank you.
Go New Orleans.
Okay.
The Bears. I don't know, man. I don't know. At Kansas City this week. Good night. All right. Of course, that's when they win, right? They go to Kansas City and beat. That's going to be a big line on that one. Anyway, I thought the Bears are going to be better. I think they will, but boy, it doesn't look very good right now. And that's no fun. A lot of good Bear fans around here. They've been loyal since the 85 Bears.
That's right.
Yeah. What's it, Bill Murray? Go Bulls. And Space Jam.
Exactly.
Go Bulls. Okay. It is 8:48. Where that came from. Weather coming up. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. By the way, Steve and his wife in that commercial, Steve. Still sleeping on a cloud.
Yeah.
Man, he has been heard by thousands.
Yes, that's right.
But his passion is real.
That voice. Are you the sleeping on the cloud man voice?
Yeah, that's the guy. Everybody knows him now.
Exactly.
All right, let's check this.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panhandle. Saturday, a delightful spell of late summertime weather ahead. Matter of fact, the feel of mid to late summertime across parts of the plains in Midwest of the coming days. And those climbing for a little more rainfall coming off just the spotty stuff of yesterday. Now, it looks like over the back end of the weekend is the vanguard to a wetter weather pattern briefly into next week. In the meantime, just some patchy fog around here for early this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Pleasant light north wind up to 75. Lows tonight at 40 to 52 under a fair sky. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Southeast to south breezes. High near 78 degrees. We'll level off into the 50s tomorrow night. Mostly sunny and warm for the day on Wednesday up to 82. Sunshine at 83 on Thursday. 84 on Friday. Over the weekend, we'll welcome in the old fall and autumnal equinox a little before 2 in the morning on Saturday. High temperature around 82 and the mention of rain is held off until Sunday and Monday of next week with high temperatures around 80. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
All right, 851. Earlier this morning, Julia Reitz, our state's attorney, Champaign County, was on the radio with us about the cashless bail that begins in Champaign County today.
You know, was there a need? Is it going to make any difference when it comes to numbers of people in custody or safety? You know, that's the great experiment, and we'll have to do the research and see how it goes. But, you know, when I said I like to focus on pretrial detention aspect of it, I am hopeful that there are people who we would want detained who under the cash bail system were able to come up with ridiculous amounts of cash and be released who will no longer be out on the street.
Okay, and I was confused thinking, how do you come up with the drug money?
Yeah.
Money they get for doing whatever they do, and they have enormous amounts of cash. So you set $500,000 bail, it's 10% mm-hmm. of it, so it's $50,000, and they come up with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what happens if you're released and you don't show up for court. The next time, you certainly can't be released again, right?
That's right.
That's a good question we had on a text. I missed it.
Right.
I would like to know that from our state's attorney as well. But she said, ultimately, it's up to the judges. And politically, there's everybody on the bench right now is, I believe, all Democrat. So whatever that will mean. And again, if you're talking about AOC Democrat, then that's different than the Democrat that I grew up with. Well, you know, no prisons, no walls, no borders, no nothing.
Right.
No police, no borders, no prisons. That's the AOC Democrat.
Right.
And I don't think otherwise, AKA progressive. And the Democrats I grew up with aren't like that.
Julia talked about the pretrial detention system, you know, released without an individual having to pay a financial amount as they have these reforms and aims to eliminate that two-tier justice system in which those who can pay their way out of jail and the poorer defendants remain incarcerated. That's what we're trying to reform.
It sounded like it was more drug dealers. I mean, white-collar people have more money, but how often are white-collar people in there? They are, but maybe not as frequently. And so if you're trying to do this to prevent the drug kingpin from getting out, but that's probably not happening very often either. It's more the 15-year-old that, you know, got in the wrong crowd that was told to do this, and he did. And so what the bottom line is, we want to keep Champaign County safe. We don't want somebody that shouldn't be on the streets when we had them.
Absolutely.
And how do the police feel? Hey, they're just doing their job. They re-arrest people 100 times. Maybe not 100, but a lot. And a lot of them are the same circle of people. And then she had mentioned also that much more gun violence, mm-hmm. which is obvious.
Well, there's so much on the judge's shoulders in all of this.
Well, you have to. Hopefully, we have a county that respects the rule of law to the point of saying that you're not leaving. And they've supposedly has a violent gun dealing or things like that. They're not supposed to get out at all. So we will have to see, and the bottom line is you have to stay up on it and see the results of what's going on, and we need to know if somebody that shouldn't be out commits another crime that hurts people. I kind of like to know all that too, but with budgets in journalism, we don't have the reporting we used to because of budgets in journalism.
That's right.
It's so ironic that, you know, we need good journalists, but we also have to have money to pay the journalists to cover the story, and that in all communities in America has been receding, which is bad for us.
Yes.
Really bad. Okay.
Good round of therapy as we start off our week here on September 18th, and you can hear the show anytime at steviejay.com. I wanted to mention Steve Stricker won in South Dakota, yeah, earning $300,000, leaving him just short of $4 million this year.
No, he's been dominating
That's
the senior circuit.
That's a record for the 50 and older circuit.
Pretty good, Steve Stricker. Yeah. All right, listen, we'll talk tomorrow. Don't forget Jay Layman after 3 today. Luke Altmaier, quarterback with Lon and Derek after 4 right here. Diane, have a good day.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed, keep out of reach of children.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best booths in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.